This Morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
The wildfire death toll rises. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Kashenka. It is Thursday, December the 1st. Glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Officials in Tennessee say the wildfires in and around the Great Smoky Mountains have killed seven people, in addition to chasing 14,000 from their homes.
A police officer in Tacoma, Washington, responding to a domestic dispute, has been killed in the line of duty. He was shot multiple times.
As part of a thank you tour, President-elect Trump makes stops today in Cincinnati and Indianapolis. Find out what's on the agenda.
And what doctors are now recommending for those of you with trouble sleeping.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people think the minute that they can't get to sleep, they'll pop, you know, either something over-the-counter or like one of those pain medications with a PM or something that just has sleep medication. And then there's the more serious stuff, the over-the-counter prescription pills that you get from your doctor. And more research is showing that there are so many risks to basically drugging your brain into sleep.
Wall Street Journal health writer Laura Landreau says experts now want you to take fewer sleep aids. She's here in about 25 minutes. Well, the rain has helped suppress some of the flames, but the threat is not over. In the Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, where deadly wildfires have destroyed more than 400 buildings just in Sevier County, authorities say the wildfire that spread embers and flames into Gatlinburg, igniting new blazes and forcing thousands to evacuate, is now 10% contained. It is said to be the third largest ongoing fire in the southeast. At least seven deaths have been reported. Country music legend Dolly Parton, a native of Sevier County, announced in a video that she'll be helping affected families.
We want to make sure that the Dollywood Foundation provides $1,000 a month to all those families that have lost their homes in the fires until they get back up on their feet.
Wow. $1,000 a month per family. A team managing the blaze, by the way, says the so-called Chimney 2 fire in Great Smoky Mountains National Park is more than 15,000 acres. Search and rescue missions are ongoing. A Memphis couple vacationing with their three sons have been missing since Monday. Their sons were taken to Vanderbilt University Medical Center for treatment. President-elect Donald Trump hits the road today for a pair of public events, his first ones since capturing the White House 3 weeks ago. He'll be visiting two Midwestern cities on the trip. With the agenda, here's this morning's Mike Gavin.
The first stop for Mr. Trump is Indianapolis, where he'll be taking credit for saving about 1,000 manufacturing jobs at Carrier Corporation. The heating and air conditioning company had previously announced plans to move jobs to Mexico, but now says it will keep a good number of them in Indiana. Mr. Trump will also host a rally in Cincinnati. Ohio was one of the six states he took back after being won twice by President Obama. That's the start of a broader thank you tour that is expected to include stops in Florida and across the Midwest. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump continued meeting with potential administration hires yesterday, including former World Wrestling Entertainment chief executive Linda McMahon, Indiana Senator Dan Coats, former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, and retired General John Kelly, who could be a nominee for Secretary of State or Secretary of Homeland Security. Financial services executives are making fast friends with President-elect Donald Trump. Some evidence, former Goldman Sachs executive Steve Mnuchin selected as Treasury Secretary.
We're going to have the most significant middle-income tax cut since Reagan. We're going to incorporate the child care program. So this is going to be a tremendous boon to the economy.
But not all those supporting Mr. Trump now did so during the presidential campaign. It's a story from Wall Street Journal reporter Brody Mullins. Brody, what's happening here?
Wall Street and Donald Trump basically fought each other the entire election. And as soon as Trump won, both sides are making fast friends with each other. Wall Street's doing a number of things to help the Trump administration, And Trump is doing a number of things to help Wall Street, mainly by naming some key Wall Street people to top positions in his administration.
Is this what we mean by draining the swamp, Brody?
Good question. The criticism here is that when you're trying to drain the swamp or change the way Washington works, you can't pull people from industry or get help from the lobbyists whose job it is to maintain status quo. So as you reach out to lobbyists in traditional industries to staff your administration, you're probably going to get less change than maybe some voters expected.
Yeah. All right, so you point out, too, this kind of is a back-and-forth relationship, Mr. Trump and Wall Street, for a couple of decades here, right, beginning in the 70s.
Right. So Trump, you know, obviously is a longtime businessman, real estate developer in New York. In early in his career, he got significant loans from major financial services firms, Wall Street firms. But he, through the course of his career, has had multiple lawsuits and has had a falling out with Wall Street. So he ended up really being an opponent of Wall Street for many years. And now things are coming full circle. Now that he's president and has the power, Wall Street's sort of rushing back in to make friends with him again. And Trump seems to be welcoming the support.
Yeah, even from people who criticized him, right? Sort of coming around saying, all right, we're prepared to work.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing, that Wall Street was very critical of Trump up until a few weeks ago, you know, right before the election. Trump, one of his last campaign ads, had the image of the head of Goldman Sachs and saying that it's time to get rid of special interests. And the same head of Goldman Sachs right after the election said that he thought you know, Trump's policies are going to be very good for Wall Street.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Brody Mullins about his story entitled Donald Trump and Wall Street Make Up Quickly. But this generally is the turn of events we see, isn't it? Right? I mean, even if Hillary Clinton had won, her critics on Wall Street would be out saying, great, how can we work together too?
Yeah, I think that's right. What's interesting about Wall Street here is just the extreme switch they've made and how quickly they've made it. During the campaign, Wall Street executives donated about $78 million to Hillary Clinton's campaign and to her super PAC, and about 78,000 to Trump.
Wow.
Which is a 100 times difference. So the fact that they've been able to pivot so quickly and are now giving money to support his inauguration, to support his transition, and they're offering suggestions and guidance and help on how to staff his administration, it's extremely fast about face.
Explain kind of the turnaround with Goldman Sachs, right, which Mr. Trump went after pretty hard during the campaign, and Mrs. Clinton's ties to them.
Yeah, so Goldman Sachs also seemed to be a strong supporter of Hillary Clinton. They gave her lots of money on the campaign trail. Mr. Trump criticized Mrs. Clinton many times for her ties to Goldman, the speaking fees that she had received from the company. Like I said, the head of Goldman said that he would never want to see Trump as president. Just as soon as the election's over, you know, sort of all bets are off and people reverse course and now everyone's friends again.
Is that just the nature of people having thick skins and saying, all right, let's I don't know, at least for some of these people, let's continue to get rich together.
Yeah, I guess so. I think it's sort of the nature of, you know, people need to be on the winning team. There's a lot at stake in Washington for Wall Street and other industries. And, you know, if you're a lobbyist or an industry, you have to let bygones be bygones and have a relationship and hopefully be on the same team as the president. And that's what's going on right now. Another one back to Goldman. You know, yesterday, Trump named his new Treasury Secretary, and yet again, it's going to be a former Goldman executive. The third time in recent years that a top Goldman person has ended up being Treasury Secretary. So, you know, Goldman always seems to be on the winning side, no matter if a Republican or Democrat wins.
Thanks, Brody. Wall Street Journal reporter Brody Mullins from our nation's capital. Reminder, by the way, that we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. If you like a little cynicism and sarcasm, you can follow me directly on Twitter with the username @GordonDeal. It's 15 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post office. It'll be packed with everyone mailing holiday gifts and packages, so you should use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you can avoid all the hassle of going to the post office during the busy holiday season. Everything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your desk. buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. You can print postage for any letter or package. The instant you need it, then the mailman picks it up. It's so easy and convenient. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A four-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage plus a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in the word Deal. That's Stamps.com. Then enter the code Deal. Thanks for being with us. Sad news from the Pacific Northwest. A police officer in Tacoma, Washington, has been killed in the line of duty. It happened last evening while he was responding to a domestic violence call that turned into a standoff with authorities. Tacoma police spokeswoman Loretta Cool said the officer, who has not yet been identified, was pronounced dead at the hospital last evening. Ms. Cool said police called for backup soon after arriving on the scene. She said shots were fired and officers were able to get into the home to remove the officer who had been shot several times.
Most of the people here are here because they do want to help people. They want to run towards gunfire when other people run away.
The Seattle Times says several people in the home were able to get out immediately after the shooting. The incident comes almost exactly 7 years after four Lakewood, Washington police officers were fatally shot at a coffee shop in the Parkland area of Pierce County. It's 21 minutes after the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
More than seven people have died as a result of wildfires in and around Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee. More than 50 people have been treated at local medical centers, while hundreds of buildings have been destroyed or damaged. Country music legend and local resident Dolly Parton is spearheading a fundraising effort for those affected by the fires.
I know it's been a trying time for my people, and this assistance will help. Beginning Friday, you can join our efforts to recover from these deadly fires by visiting DollywoodFoundation.org.
More than 17,000 acres have been burned in the area, with much of the charred landscape on national parklands. 14,000 people have been forced to evacuate. Colombian authorities say evidence is growing that a plane carrying a Brazilian soccer team crashed because it ran out of fuel as it tried to land. Civil aviation officials say an initial inspection at the site indicates the plane did not have fuel at the moment of impact. President-elect Trump is flying to Indiana today for an event with officials from Carrier Corporation, which is keeping about 1,000 jobs in the U.S. instead of moving them to Mexico. He'll then head to Ohio on the second stop of his thank you tour. While Trump says he will repeal the Affordable Care Act, nearly half of Americans say they aren't so keen on dismantling it. According to a Kaiser Family Foundation poll, 49% of Americans want Trump and Congress to either expand Obamacare or continue implementing the law as it is. 26% want the entire law repealed. 17% would like the law scaled back. Hey, we are number one in spam emails. Data journalism site Information is Beautiful has revealed its findings that nearly every country on earth is best at something. And it turns out that the U.S. takes the prize for spam emails, with 14.5% of all spam originating within its borders. Our neighbors to the north are the most addicted to Facebook, while to the south, they're number one in lemon production.
Wow. You know, it's always great to be number one. But I think the most difficult thing in competitions, Jen, is to repeat as champion.
So we're going to have to work hard at this next year.
That's right. So for 2017, you know, the standard has not been set.
You can help, though. You can help keep us up there.
Start spamming more. Mm-hmm. It's 23 minutes now after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Glad you're with us. More of us are picking a used car for our new ride, with sales in the third quarter up 3.3% year over year. Most consumer advocates say pre-owned is always financially the best thing to do. So what's a fair price? Kelly Grant at CNBC.com says don't expect an easy apples-to-apples price comparison. Kelly, give us the setup.
We are seeing more people are interested in buying used cars. The sales are up year over year. And you know, part of this is that the values of used cars are up, too. We've got a lot of fairly new used cars on the market. So they're a pretty attractive option for consumers who are looking to save some money but still come away with a really nice car.
Seems even more of a smarter idea these days to purchase a new used car, because they seem to last so long now.
They do. And we know that more drivers are really driving their cars cars for, you know, I think the average now is 12 years. So, you know, you're really driving that car down. And it's an easy thing to do when you're getting a pretty good value on it. You're avoiding those monthly car payments, and you're getting probably a pretty high quality used car as well.
And that, obviously, that depreciation, right, a big factor in purchasing a used car.
Oh, yeah, that's always the big thing. You know, if you're avoiding that, then you're coming away with a pretty good deal. But, you know, usually there's a pretty steep amount of depreciation just in that first, you know, couple of months to a year of owning a car. It's, the old joke is like you drive it off the lot and it's immediately worth a lot less.
Right. We're speaking with Kelly Grant, consumer reporter at CNBC.com, about her story called Driving a Bargain for a Used Car. All right. So what do you do then if you're intrigued here by this approach, but you haven't done it before?
Well, you really need to be thinking about what's a good price for that used car, and that's something that it's not quite as simple as you might think to be able to get a good estimate here. You want to be looking at a lot of the estimate sites like Kelley Blue Book, Edmunds.com, you know, and they're going to be able to tell you based on, you know, everything from the condition of the car, how many miles it has on it, the different features that were in it, what its value is on that secondary market. And that's also going to vary based on whether you're buying from a dealership versus a, you know, private party.
But there are drawbacks.
Well, you know, when you're looking at the price, obviously, buying from an individual is going to come out ahead there, but you do have to think about if you were hoping to finance that purchase, it's going to be a little more legwork because you're going to have to, instead of just going through, say, dealership financing, you've got to be going to different banks, getting some estimates on a car loan. You've got to have a seller that's willing to play ball and provide, you know, a copy of the title or anything else that a lender might want to really finish up that purchase. You're also going to need to think about really just making sure on quality. If it's a dealership, obviously you've got a little more recourse to be able to go back if there ends up being a problem with that car that you didn't spot before you bought it. If you've got an individual seller, I mean, you're pretty much out of luck.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Grant, consumer reporter at CNBC.com. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. Or 2000, the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us on this Thursday, December 1. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Tennessee wildfires take 7 lives. Tacoma police officer killed in the line of duty. New rule says federal agents can now hack millions of our computers at once. Movie theaters in India must now first play the national anthem, and you got to stand for it. Saudi Arabia getting all crazy. A prominent prince there says, let women drive. Guy who created the Big Mac has died at the age of 98. Read into that what you want. Victoria's Secret fashion show underway in Paris, doing a little research. Where's the Zoom button on this website? And Tiger Woods will tee it up in the Bahamas today. It's time now for a health and wellness update, and it's brought to you by Rite Aid. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today, free with most insurance plans. Age restrictions apply in some states. See your Rite Aid pharmacist for details. It's quite possible that the medicines you take for getting a better night's sleep aren't helping much. It's easy to get into the habit of popping a pill to have a good night's sleep. Insomnia, which affects a third of adults, becomes more common as we age. But Wall Street Journal health writer Laura Landreau says as evidence has mounted about the risks of drugging the brain to induce or maintain slumber, more doctors are steering patients away from sleep aids. Laura, what are we learning?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people think the minute that they can't get to sleep, they'll pop, you know, either something over the counter or like one of those pain medications with a PM or something that just has sleep medication. And then there's the more serious stuff, the over-the-counter prescription pills that you get from your doctor. And more research is showing that there are so many risks to basically drugging your brain into sleep that, especially with older people, as you age, this can really, you know, doctors are starting to steer you away from sleep aids and into other forms of, you know, getting your sleep without drugs.
Boy, when you say drugging your brain to sleep, it really sounds very unattractive.
Right. Well, I mean, basically that's what you're doing. You know, you're using medications that essentially act on, the parts of your brain that, you know, they're sort of hypnotics. They're called sedative hypnotics, some of the most commonly used ones, and those slow activity in the brain to bring on sleep. There are some newer drugs out there that actually, rather than work on putting the brain to sleep, they sort of inhibit the action of a chemical that promotes wakefulness, so it helps you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer, and maybe not as much physical dependence. But, you know, these drugs can be highly addictive, and also people tend to abuse them. And originally, the FDA basically has approved them for short-term use. But somehow, you know, they keep getting new prescriptions, or they tell their doctor they just can't sleep, and the doctor will prescribe it. And you find that people, pretty soon, it starts to have like a rebound effect where you can't sleep. And they do, all of the folks, like the American Geriatric Society especially, they recommend using some of these sedative hypnotics because, you know, they show that the risk for, you know, getting in a car accident, falling, hip fractures. I mean, people do crazy things sometimes on sleep medications also. They walk around, they have conversations, they eat, they go down the street, have sex. They do all kinds of things and then don't remember that they did it.
Wow.
So there's a lot of strange side effects and withdrawal and dependence issues.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal health writer Laura Landreau. Her piece is called Can't Get to Sleep? Lay Off the Drugs. All right, so go through some of these things, I guess, that people should start getting in the habit of, especially, I guess, older folks who this may affect more and more.
Well, it's older folks, and it's probably, you know, all of us right now, for example, are all glued to our devices, and maybe you want to binge watch that show right before bed, or you have your iPad in bed and you're, you know, reading, looking at Facebook, you know, those sorts of things. Screen time right before bed, you know, that's actually not considered very good.
The Wall Street Journal's Laura Landreau. By the way, research out yesterday shows that more than half of chronic insomniacs who used an automated online therapy program reported improvement within weeks and were sleeping normally a year later. The new report is in the journal JAMA Psychiatry. It's ironic, right? Because we're often told that to improve sleep, we need to turn off our electronic devices. It's 21 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us, and a good Friday Eve to you. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin, who suffered mightily last hour trying to make his way through this report, due to about a three-week battle with Lord knows what that's gone undetected in his chest.
3 weeks and counting.
Mm-hmm. Is back now to try again with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed. Good morning. Students, Gordon, at the University of Texas were...
First of all.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
You blurt out good morning.
Yes.
With so much vocal enthusiasm,
yes,
that you threaten a strain right away. I have to ease into this.
I was ready to go. I had enthusiasm last hour. I was ready to roll, and then a little tickle came on at the last second, and that kind of threw things off.
Things are impossible.
So what I'm thinking is, the longer that we sit here and linger over this, the better bet that something's going to come along and attack me. So I should probably try and get through this.
I'll stop now.
If humanly possible. Students, Gordon, at the University of Texas were all right with getting a lift home from surprise safe driver Matthew McConaughey. The Oscar-winning actor volunteered to take the wheel as part of the student government's Sure Walk program, which offers volunteer companionship for students walking home from campus late at night. The safety ride service has been around at the University of Texas for the past 20 years, but it's never seen as much success as it has in the past few weeks. Without warning, the actor, who graduated from Texas in 1993, picked up students from spots all over his alma mater to offer them a ride. It's not clear whether McConaughey, who lives nearby in Austin, will return to offer his driving services anytime soon, but the director of the program says he's welcome back anytime.
I'm forced to ask this follow-up
question.
Okay,
sure.
Was he driving a Lincoln?
Yeah, I don't know if that was a Lincoln. It was a golf cart. I don't know if it was a Lincoln branded golf cart or
was it
not.
Really?
Yeah, they do golf carts apparently. It's not cars, but they drive them around campus. I guess through all the little corridors and the sidewalks on campus and stuff like that.
Very good.
It's a cool program. I always love these surprise celebrity sightings. Like there was that one a month or two ago where Tom Hanks popped up on those people's wedding. Wedding photos ever. And Bill Murray does that all the time, where he just sort of shows up and kind of crashes parties and things like that,
or gives away World Series tickets.
Those are always a lot of fun. And apparently Nickelback, Gordon, can't get any love these days, even in their home country. Drunk drivers in one Canadian town, besides being rung up for the usual criminal charges, could also be subjected to an unusual punishment. The Kensington Police Service announced over the weekend that people caught drunk driving will have to listen to Nickelback on the way to the police station. In a Facebook post, which has since been deleted, by the way, the department said, quote, "We figure if you are foolish enough to get behind the wheel after drinking, then a little Chad Kroeger and the boys is the perfect gift for you." Accompanying the post was a photo of an unopened copy of Nickelback's very popular 2001 Silver Side Up album, along with the caption, "Please, let's not ruin a perfectly good unopened copy of Nickelback. You don't drink and drive, and we won't make you listen to it."
Goodness. I don't understand.
Yeah.
That's silver. What is it? Silver Side Up.
Silver Side Up.
Wasn't that the "How You Remind Me" song on
there? Yes, that sold over 10 million copies. Yeah. That album. Not only that, but the YouTube video, which I was looking at before, it was only posted in 2009, has almost 300 million views.
Is that
so? Those can't all be hate views. Those can't all be hate listens. Somebody likes Nickelback, but they are at least publicly probably the most hated rock band out there.
But that's a fashionable thing, though, right?
I guess
it's a pile on here. Nickelback is
But even in their home country, I mean, they're Canadian. You would think they would get some love in their home country.
Wow. Never made it as a wise man, couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing, right? Isn't that one of those lines?
You barely know the whole thing.
Throwing that stuff out there. Thank you. 14 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Thanks for being with us. Some big news for you binge-watching Netflix subscribers. The company has heard your request and is finally allowing members worldwide to download certain shows and movies for your Apple and Android devices while disconnected from the internet. Variety reports that the latest versions of the company's mobile apps include a download button on the details page for a film or series, so you can see things like Orange is the New Black, Narcos, House of Cards, Stranger Things, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. But things not available: Gilmore Girls, Fuller House, as well as Disney movies including Jungle Book and Zootopia. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, a Tacoma police officer shot last night while responding to a domestic violence call has died of his wounds. Tacoma police spokeswoman Loretta Cool said the officer, who has not yet been identified, had responded to a call yesterday afternoon and called for backup.
This is one of the calls that we are called on to go to daily. We try our best to be as safe as we can.
It's not clear what led up to the shooting. 5 deaths are reported in Alabama and Tennessee in the wake of yesterday morning's tornadoes. The storms tore through just as firefighters began to get control of wildfires that have killed 7 and wiped out or damaged some 700 structures around the Tennessee resort of Gatlinburg. A jury of 11 whites and 1 black man has begun deliberations in the South Carolina murder trial of Michael Slager, the white police officer who was taped on cell phone killing a black motorist after a traffic stop. The judge told the jury it could acquit Slager, convict him of murder, or convict him of voluntary manslaughter. Jurors deliberated for about an hour yesterday before going home for the night. The House has approved a sweeping biomedical bill that the lame duck Congress hopes to send to President Obama next week. The $6.3 billion measure would help drug and medical device manufacturers win swifter government approval of their products. Consumer groups and some Democrats say the measure's streamlining of FDA approval processes is dangerous for patients. Good news in the fight against obesity. Swiss food giant Nestle says it has devised a new technology that has the potential to reduce sugar in some of its confectionery products by up to 40% without affecting the taste. The maker of Kit Kats says its researchers have found a way to hollow out crystals, which makes them dissolve more quickly on the tongue, so less sugar is used. And Toronto police got the stolen goods they were looking for: drugs, cash, cars, and yes, a truckload of Nutella. 23 suspects have been rounded up as part of an elaborate sting dubbed Project Cyclone. Police recovered goods worth nearly $4 million, including 60 vehicles, loose cash, heroin, cocaine, and $16,000 worth of the creamy spread. Authorities say the thieves sold the Nutella jars for about half their market value.
Wow. Was that like a value deal with distributing drugs?
Two for one.
Yeah, heroin, and we'll throw in a jar of Nutella, which is good directly out of the jar, by the way.
I know you like it.
By the tablespoonful. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. Thanks for being with us. From cash for classrooms to socks for the homeless, hashtag Giving Tuesday broke a record this year as consumers turned their attention to helping others following the shopping frenzy of the Thanksgiving weekend. USA Today says a gateway to the flurry of charitable giving that takes place at the end of the year. Giving Tuesday sparked $168 million in charitable donations worldwide, topping last year's tally by 44%. Meanwhile, volunteers also pledged thousands of hours to assist their neighbors and those in need. This year, more countries, too, joined the effort than ever before, with people in 98 nations making 1.6 million contributions and the average gift adding up to $108. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.